This is Sunny for Chico Soul. This week, changing plans at Chico State ahead of Cesar Chavez Day, local planning ahead of No Kings Day, and a climate adaptation training led by Concow Valley Band of Maidu Indians. In news from Chico State University, Leslie Layton has a story posted in both Spanish and English about changed plans for the March 31st state holiday in commemoration of Cesar Chavez. Chico State President Steve Perez announced changes to the annual Cats in the Community service event following sexual assault allegations that were made against the late Chavez. The allegations stem from a story at the New York Times published on March 18 that described interviews with two women who said they were abused by Chavez as girls, as well as interviews with United Farm Worker co-founder Dolores Huerta, who alleged Chavez assaulted her. As Latinos across the United States grapple with sadness, betrayal, and a towering civil rights legacy under scrutiny, Community Action Volunteers in Education, also known as CAVE, will host volunteer opportunities at Chico State throughout April, which, as Perez pointed out, is also Sexual Assault Awareness Month. In local climate news, Juan Flores has a video about a three-day training held by Concow Valley Band of Maidu Indians focused on preparing for climate adaptation. California Open Lands and the Campfire Restoration Project co-hosted the three-day training event that began on March 20th at Lake Concow Campground. Here's Dr. Ali Meters-Knight, Executive Director of California Open Lands, talking about the initiative.
I'm here working under a Climate Smart Block grant with the Concow tribe, and we put together the first annual cultural burn and cultural exchange. This is a lot of information about living seed banks, California native seeds. We have soap root brushes being made. We have baby rattles, basketry. We have a lot of people from Indian country that are local and then also that come from other areas in California, mixed in with some of the community members that are here to support indigenous folks that are really working on stewarding the land and creating climate adaptation for the next generation.
In local news, No Kings Day 3 will take place in Chico this Saturday, March 28th. The march will begin at 11 a.m. at the corner of 10th Avenue and Esplanade. The march will culminate at City Plaza with the Festival for Democracy, which will begin at noon. Indivisible Chico is still seeking volunteers for setup and cleanup. All event details are available at chicosoul.org. This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org, including a notice for the Jewish Student Academic Support Grant, and commentary from Richard Roth on the taxpayer burden of poorly maintained roads in Chico. At chicosoul.org, under In Brief, in the news menu, you can find details about the 5-year sewer rate increase, which, cumulatively, will result in a 215% rate increase for taxpayers. Under Latest News, you can read a story from Lexi Lin on a recent local protest against the war on Iran. Also, at chicosoul.org, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, The Little Sun, to get notified about new content and hear directly from our writers. That's chicosoul.org.